MasterCard Advisor Spending Pulse reported strong retail sales growth in the U.S. for January, although this didn't include jewelry. Earlier this month, Spending Pulse noted that online jewelry sales specifically had turned negative. Counter sales simply ended on the weak side. Nonetheless, overall retail sales ex-auto rose 5.5%, and the luxury sector ex-jewelry remained strong in January. Kamlesh Rao, Director of Economic Research for MasterCard Advisor Spending Pulse, shared the group's observations on their monthly podcast.
The strength of sales over the past several months give us a measure of how much sales have recovered since the 2008 recession. By one measure, three-month totals of retail sales ex gas, retail sales are up by 4.9% year-to-year as of January. This is the strongest year-to-year growth rate we've seen from this measure of retail sales since August of 2007. By another measure, seasonally adjusted retail sales ex gas, sales as of January are up by more than 1% from their pre-recession peaks. Until last quarter, sales had really struggled to meet pre-recession levels.
Gitanjali Group reported fiscal third quarter sales rose 46% to $584 million. Diamond sales jumped 58%. Shares in the company have done remarkably well in the past week. First, they jumped 15% Friday on a rumor that India's LVMH subsidiary would invest in the firm, and shares held their own in strong trading following those solid third quarter results. BHP first fiscal half diamond revenue rose 11% to $427 million, even though production fell 10%, as reported earlier. Stronger sales were driven by higher diamond prices from Ekati. BHP's Ekati Spirit, that special 78-carat rough diamond, sold for $6.1 million in Antwerp this week. In other rough diamond news, Zimbabwe's state-run newspaper reported the country has sold about $174 million in rough so far this year. Transhex held a tender this month and sold almost $20 million in goods, which worked out to roughly $1,550 per carat. Namakwa Diamond sold 17,000 carats for $6 million this month in Johannesburg. Finally, Lusara Diamond Corp. raised $60 million in a private placement for the AK6 funding efforts. We are expecting AK6 to be producing in fourth quarter. Here is a look at how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.